Aber ich war einmal auf Nachhinein, weil ich nur mit dem Rechim an den Al-Azhar, kam ich dann wieder zu Israel, mit Zuhl und Hashem al-Manamana, kein Hennem in Nunu, ich bin ihm einmal auf Hashem, so von Schatz in Ne'eman, in Kein Ha'ilu kommt in Akantan, so der Chazok in Korea, and on this we have a Machlok, so Hashem Yamliel brings in a Drasha, according to the Epoch, Kesef Nishkol Kamara Habitzulos, Shei Heizek Kamara Habitzulos, Kamara Habitzulos Chazek, Mikan Samchu Chachamim Tzuvas Isha Min HaTorah. We have over here that a Machlokes Tanoim, correct? Whether Tzuvas Daraisa or Tzuvas Rabbanan. What's Nachmanina with Tzuvas Daraisa or Tzuvas Rabbanan? What Nachmanina does Gemara bring? Okay, one in the world of Isha the Heter. The world of Yisra Beheter, fine. And then the Gemara then continues into what realm? To the world of Mamonos, correct. It moves, my Nafkanina, whether it's the Raisa Drabbanan. If it's Drabbanan, where the Tzuva come from? Start with the first Nafkanina of the Gemara. Not in terms of Nafkanos, but rather, in terms of Karka. If we're dealing with Tzuva Drabbanan, then one would be Gover from Ziburis, and if one would be assume that Tzuvas Daraisa were when we go there? Certainly? Clear? Who talks about it? Okay, the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara, you're certainly correct, the Gemara assumes that it wouldn't be Ziburis. However, the Gemara doesn't say what it would yes be. Tosfos, the Ramasu Hoel, raises the issue that the Chorah it should be Edis, similar to Nezikin, which is Daraisa, and yet we find Rav Meir holding Benonis. So Tosa says that maybe we would go down. Why would we go down? For what reason would we take it down from Edus to Benonis? Again, Sheikvitzu Aleihem, right? Today Sheikvitzu Aleihem Bnei Adam. Namely, that we would have a Takanim Yidrabanan to go down from Edus to Benonis. This would be parallel to what we find in the Gemara in Baba Kama, that Yitachen that Baal Chov is only Gova Midaraisa from Ziburis, but Chazal raised it to Benonis for what reason? Namely that we can have a Daraisa and still move back and forth. The problem is that if we're going to move back and forth from a Daraisa because of secondary reasons, so Lachora, even if Tzuvah is Daraisa, you can still go down to Ziburis. In other words, that you could say that you want that people should get married, and so we'll make a bargain. We'll take it down to Ziburis. And that's what's found in the Rashba, if I'm mistaken, yes? The Rashba raises such an option that even if Tzuva would be Midaraisa, the bottom line would still be that they would get from Ziburis. Where's the Rashba? Yeah, the end of Dibur HaMasul Hoyo, the Rashba says that Hainu Dekulei Alma Garua Lekzuva Mishum Tikun HaOlam V'Hev Zirua LeZiburit. So it could very well be this Nafkamina will be neutralized by other factors. And what's that on a purist level, if it's Daraisa, it should be Me'idis. If it's Darabanan, it should be Ziburis. It could be that practically this Nafkamina would disappear because of Takanot Midrabanan. Okay, what other Nafkamina? Shuki, you pointed another Nafkamina? Correct. In other words, that when we have the tzuva being written in one place and being executed in another place, which currency is used? The currency of the place where the tzuva was written or the currency where the place in the tzuva is executed? And the assumption is that if we would hold tzuva d'oraisa, so which currency would you use? The heavier one. Okay. The currency which is more over la socher. And if Ksuva would be Drabanan, then we would use the currency which is less over the Sofer. What bothered Tosfos? A little stronger. In other words, the bottom line is if you're getting money, let's assume a dollar is over la socher and a shekel is less over la socher. So my nafkamina, if someone gives you $100, it gives you 470 shekel. The bottom line is, you have the same amount of money. You can still buy the same, go to the restaurant with the 470 shekel, go to the restaurant with $100, hopefully you'll get changed. That in both situations, it's the same value. So my nafkamina, why should that be a nafkamina? You know what he would say? My nafkamina, what would be the easy way out?
Takes them on a number of coins and not a particular amount of value?
Simply the easy, in other words, what would be the standard answer to such a question? Yes? We approve that over la socher is considered to be valuable in and of itself. You're correct, huh? Right, exactly. What we spoke about 2 minutes ago. So my nafkamina, if I give someone a square inch of land in downtown Manhattan, or I give them an acre in Arizona, the bottom line is it's the same value, but it's not the same value. One of them is much more transferable. One of them is much more transactable than the other. That itself is considered to be a consideration. The transactability of the karka. Well, again, you can also speak about transactability of the currency. That the over la socher, you could take your dollars to Europe and use them there. Your shekel wouldn't do you all that much good necessarily in certain countries. Okay, in other words, so the take it to Egypt. In other words, there are certain places where it would be, certain places where it wouldn't be, and therefore that is also different. That's what you could say. However, it tells us over here, to answer his question, quotes the Yerushalmi, which creates a tremendous nafkamina. What the nafkamina sound over here in the Yerushalmi as to whether ksuv is the reis or ksuv is rabbanan, whether you use malos kaputkia or whether you use malos eretz yisrael? Exactly. I mean, it's much frightening. And Sosa says that let's assume that we have a shekel of we have two countries. Let's say Canada and America. Okay, Canada and America both have a dollar. So let's say that the ksuva is $200. $200. The difference between $200 Canadian dollars and $200 American dollars is a difference in terms of value. Third, let's look at that. Big difference. And Canadians. Okay, well, there's a very big difference between in terms of value, namely that maybe what we're talking over here is that we have an amount which is not cool, and whether you use these malos or that malos, that would be a difference actually not just in terms of transactability, but actually in terms of value. That's a very, very radical shita, because l'chora, we always find that when we're dealing with any chol, be it the reitzer, be it rabbanon, l'chora, we're talking about keeping the value the same. Edus, Yiburus, it's the value the same, it's just a question of the form of land. So who has in terms of currency? We would assume whatever Matayim Zuz is, we would simply transfer that into an equal value, not simply take Matayim Zuz as some sort of a standard number, an objective number, and no matter what Matayim comes out to, here it'll come out to 200 pence, and here, I say that in England and America, you have pence, or pennies, right? But there's a difference between 50% between the penny here and the penny there. So we wouldn't say just give 200 pennies. We would hopefully have to have some sort of a standard, some sort of a value. In any case, that's what the Gemara moves on to. Now, the minas over here are both, as Bayer pointed out in the moment, Yisr v'Heter, in the realm of what do we do in a situation of Safek? Do we say that Ne'eman l'Hafsida, Lo Ne'eman l'Hafsida, etc.? And secondly, in the world of Mamonos, both in terms of the world of real estate, Edis, Yiburis, and Benonis, and in the world of Ma'os, Ma'os Kaputkia, and Ma'os Eretz Yisrael. No, before we pass in whether Tzuvos Dereis or Tzuvos Rabbanan, let's check at the source. The source over here, Kesef Yishkol Kamor Habesugos. Is this source ironclad? Do we have over here a clear indication that Ksuv is Midoraisa? Because the case of the pasuk is going in what context? Knas for whom? For Mefate. Right? That the Mefate, who thought he could get something for nothing, he could get a hanah for nothing, so he thought by the Torah, no free rides. Nothing comes for nothing. Not only no free rides, but Ketev Yishkol of Kamoar Habesulas, you want to live with her? Marry her. You want to marry her? Their obligations is Moar Habesulas. And what Lechor is Moar Habesulas? Hamishim Kesef, Ksuva. So we have a Perisha Pasuk in the Torah that speaks about Ksuva, that the Knas of the Mefata is compared to the Ksuva. That's why Rashi learns in Chumash. Kesef Yish Yiskol Kamor HaBesula, so talking over here, Ksuva. Oh, does anyone pull the rug out from under the equation? I very saw the Rabban Chumash. No, what does he say? What is Mor HaBesula call? Sovlo knows. What is Sovlo knows? Sovlo knows is patient. Sovlo knows. What is Sovlo knows? Presence, engagement presence. Namely, the Kamor HaBesulas over here doesn't refer to Ksuva. Rabban says it's not such a thing as Ksuva and Atara. There's another way of learning Mohar HaBesulas. The word Mohar is not necessarily a translation of Ksuva. The word Mohar means a gift. And so it could be an obligation or it could be a gift, in other words, that there is not necessarily a proof from the pasuk. Okay, how do we pass it? Do we pass in Suva Daraisa or Suva Darabonan? What rules of Pesach do we normally have that should be effective over here? Yeah? With three exceptions, but that's not so great because we don't know exactly what Rav Shimon holds. Or the Eipuch puts a bit of a subject into what's the real Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But actually, yeah, we have such a klal. And secondly, in terms of text, what text do we have which is quite ancient, which would seem to imply the Ksuvah Daraisa? That's the text of the Ksuv itself. What does it say? The Chazi Lichi Midaraisa. You're going to be rabbi. You know this text by heart, right? The Chazi Lichi Midaraisa. So, Lechara, we appear to have, at least in terms of some Masoret, some tradition that whatever the source of the text of the Ksuv is, it's come down to us as a Din Daraisa. And therefore, when you put one and one together, the Tosfos gets two. He says, can you really pass in that Tosfos, that Ksuva is Daraisa? That's Tosfos over here by us. However, if you open the Shita, or anyone, you saw that all Chachmi Sfarad disagree. Right? The Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Rosh Chodesh Gaonim, they all hold that Ksuva is Midrabanan. Based on what? Hold on, the gears of the Ksuva, they were in Hitzmodu Du in Hagears of the Ksuva. They were in no day because so many of them had the gears also positive in their eyes. But rather because of again, a different rule of Amar Abnachman Amar Shmuel that we have over here, Amoraim Achronim, Rabnachman, Halachak Rabnachman Bedinai, that it appears that we pass in like Rabnachman, that Ksuva is Midrabanan. And that the proof text from the Torah can be very easily pushed off. What do we do with the language of the Ksuva? Isaac Ksuva says the Chazivit Midaraisa. So if you don't want to take Bayer's approach and begin to amend Ksuvas, what do we do with the language of the Ksuva? The Ksuva is so ugly in Ilchasa. That would be a little hard to say. That's the Chora, the husband can come with his Ksuva, and he can be go with Kesef. Yes? That's an approach that they will come to in a little while. Those who were Ruchstin Shir at the beginning of the year, so he dealt with such an approach, will come to it. But in terms of the Chachmish Sar, look at the Rush. The Rush over here, the Rush always is like on the borderline between Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfarad. His training was in Ashkenaz, but the execution, he was a Rav in Sfarad. And so he points out at the end of the paragraph, Yutet, Kol ha-gaonim iskimu diksuvas isha midrabana, govin la chamishim kesef sela medina, shminis shal sela tzuri, v'ra'isim eforshim, dafilu hirgilu lichtov chazu lichim midaraisa, modu diksuvas isha midrabana. However, Hachamim tiknu chamishim kesef midaraisa. Namely, what is the daraisa over here? Not the source of the chiyuv of the ksuva, but rather we know that the shekel, the sela, changed value from kesef tzuri to kesef medina, and the question is which value were they using? So the value of the chachamim, namely, we're doing a bit of takana, Here they chose the value of the Doraisa. Perish Mishkolim Hamurim Betorah. That's the Chazi Lichi Midoraisa. The Chazi Lichi Mishkolim Midoraisa. Mishum Shalota Hekala Beinav Lahotziah. Bas Mechua Akra. And everything fits in very, very nicely. That the Gemara HaBesulos is an Asmachta to the Hamishim Kesef. Then we have over here Hamishim Kesef parallel. We're looking around. Not that we're learning out the Knas of Mefata from Ksuva, we're learning the din of Ksuva from Mefata. Mishum Hachi Nehiki lift up the Chaz Lichi Midoraisa Shelo Yitza Adam Lamar. Keva Midrabonim Hilo Tigbela Hamishim Sela Medina. Like we find other areas where you have Keva Midrabonim, we use the lower currency. Udvarim Shel Ta'amhem. That's the Rush like this. Okay, the Rush likes it. So therefore, Rakot says, Kesef Zuzi Masam Dachazi Lichi Lo Hipsi. So if you want to, you can amend it so that you shouldn't have any Sfeikot. But there would be a Perush within the Daraisa as well. So then we have a Machloket Menakotza Adakotza. Tosfos holds that Ksuva is Daraisa with all the Nafkaminas that we have in our Sugya, in the world of Isa Beheter, in the world of Mamonos, and the Chafetz Smarad holds that Ksuva is Rabbanon with all of the Nafkaminas that we have in our Sugya. And everyone will manage somehow with the pasuk. This one will learn that we learn Ksuva from Onis Mefata. This one we learn Onis Mefata from Ksuva. Everyone can manage with the language of the Ksuva. And in terms of the rules of Shas, every rule has an exception. So even if Halacha Karashim Gamliel puts me three, we'll find another exception for it. We just find exceptions. The rules aren't ironclad, and so we have a machlokes. The problem is we move over to the Rambam. That as long as we're on the level of Tosfos and Kafmei Ashnas and Kafmei Sfarad, things are quite clear. Move over to the Rambam. Here we have a problem. Why do we have a problem? What appears to be the thrust of the Rambam? Which direction does it appear to be going? Right. He says black and white. I sent you to Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, Perek Yud Halacha Yud, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis. For some reason, I skipped Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. This guy is copying over my Gemara Makamos. No instance that he quotes our sugya as well. In all of them, he says Takonas Chachamim, Takonas Chachamim, Takonas Chachamim. And you can't take the approach of Tosfos. Tosfos says that we have a place. Who was it over there? We have a Gemara that deals with Ksuva Rabbanan, Gemara Yevamos, My Tana Takinu Rabbanan Ksuva. So it says, oh, that's talking about Almana. That doesn't fit into the Rambam. The Rambam clearly is talking about the Ksuva. Namely, he's talking about the whole kid in Kabuto, that everything is Midrabbanan. Everything is Midrabbanan, so then why do we have problems? The Rambam fits in very nicely. He's one of Chachmei Sfarad. He is loyal to his tradition. The Rish says it's Midrabbanan, the Gonin says it's Midrabbanan, so then I'm also Midrabbanan. What? Why am I raising this as an issue? What? Yes? The Koteret. Right. The Rambam has a heading to Hilchos Issues. And in that heading, he has both the mitzvahs Asay and the mitzvahs Lo Taseh. And those mitzvahs are on a Doraisa level. And within those mitzvahs, he mentions Ksuva in both directions, both as the Asay and the Gotasa. Mitzvahs Asay, Visa Isha, the Ksuva, the Kiddushin. Mitzvahs Lotasa, Sheloti Baal Isha, Belo Ksuva, Ubelo Kiddushin. The Torah says, Lotia Kadesha, Bedemot Yisrael. Who is this Kadesha? A woman who is neither married with Ksuva nor Kiddushin. So it appears that Ksuva is Daraisa. What would push him to say that this is not just a question of a word that crept into the Rambam? As sort of a shigra d'lishna tochke de dibur, the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos brings this down as the Rav in the Lo Taseh Shin Nun Hei. Mitzvah ha shlosh peyot chamishim v'chamesh. Who shehis yiruhu shelolava al isha below ksuva u below kedushin? Who amaro yitbarach? It's a pasuk. Lo tiye kedusha bibenot Yisrael. And then again, go to chalelat bitcha v'haznota. Who is this kedusha? Who is this zona? This is a woman without kiddushin and without ksuva. Mashma the ksuva is midaraisa, and so you would expect to find the hasaga of the Ramban, and we find the hasaga of the Ramban, but the Ramban points out that's not true. That aval vibro the ksuva the kiddushin ain't no enes. Shaksuva ainam in a Torah klal. Kiddushin mitzvah v'kinyan b'isha. Kiddushin is the doraisa. Ksuva is rabbana. That why would the Rambam mention at all the concept of ksuva? The Rambam does mention the concept of ksuva. So the question is, why should the Rambam bring in the concept of ksuva if really ksuva is midrabbana? And this tzemet, this pair of ksuva and kiddushin, we find in the Koteret, we find in Sefer HaMitzvot, and we find also in a third place, where it could also have a meaning of defining Ishus Midaraisa. Where is that third place, aside from Koteret and aside from the... In Hilchos Malachim, or in Hilchos Malachim. In Hilchos Malachim, over there the Rambam is quoting a sugya in Sanhedrin. Sugya in Sanhedrin is dealing with David HaMelech. David HaMelech, we know, had Nashim, and he had Pilakshim. And there were the limits of how many wives a king can have. A king can have up to how many wives? 18, right? Kahena v'kahena. David HaMelech had 6 wives. Because Baruch Hu says, what are you getting involved with Bathsheba? In other words, that kahena v'kahena, you have the option of having 18 wives. Why do you have to go in such a manner? And then beyond that, as many pilakshim as you want. What's the difference between nashim and pilakshim? So over here we have girsa ot. What's the girsa of Rashi in the Gemara? Nashim, the kiddushin ubiksuva, the pilakshot pilakshim, the kiddushin the lo biksuva. Right? Nashim biksuva the kiddushin. That Nashim is the classic Ishus, which you have Ksuva and Kiddushin. The Chora, that's the source of the Rambam's statement. We saw Isha, Biksuva, Bikiddushin. The source of that is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That Nashim, Biksuva, Bikiddushin, the Gemara in Daf Kaf Aleph, and Pilakshim and Pilakshim are the Kiddushin, the low Biksuva. So that Lachor is telling you black and white that Ksuva is Daraisa. The whole, that the concept of Isha is Daraisa. The concept of Pilegish is Daraisa. Even Sefer Bereishis, Avraham Avinu gave Matanot Levnei HaPilakshim. And so the difference between Isha and Pilegish on a Daraisa claim is exactly Ksuva. The Ramban, this Lachor is a very strong kasha in the Ramban. How can you hold Ksuva is Rabbanan? So also Isha is Daraisa. Pilegesh is Daraisa, and the difference between Isha and Pilegesh is Ksuva. So you see Ksuva is a Daraisa concept. What does the Ramban do? He has a different gear. He doesn't change the gears. He had a different gear, so. And we'll find a gears also. That the Ramban gear of the Gemara was that Isha is the Kedusha of the Ksuva, and Pilegeshot are B'lik Kedushin u'B'lik Ksuva. B'lik Kedushin u'B'lik Ksuva. And so you have no proof that, you know, it's basically the difference between an Isha and a Pilegesh. Here you have Ksuva, here you have Kedushin, here you don't have Kedushin. The Pilegesh was a woman without Kedushin. There was no Kedushin, there was just Yichud, but there was no Kedushin. So once you have that, you can't prove Ksuva is Daraisa. You defend that Kedushin is Daraisa. Ksuva is added on Midrabana. Maybe it's very early takana, but it's a takana midrabana, as opposed to Pilegesh, which doesn't even have Kiddushin. That's Ramban in Chumash, right, in Parashas Bereishis, in the Benot HaPilakshim. What's the Rambam's girsa? Oh, right. The Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, didn't raise any eyebrows. Because most people hold that according to the Rambam, as you pointed out, Ksuvas Rabbanan, that's the Rambam Perek Yud, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Zeis, Ksuvas Rabbanan. And so the Rambam over here has the gears of the Rambam, everything is fine. But the way the Rambam formulates it, V'chein halokeach v'chol gvul Yisrael, nashim u'pilakshim, nashim v'ksuva v'kidushim, pilakshim b'lo ksuva u'b'lo kidushim, ela b'yifu dilvad. But this is exactly parallel to the Koteret. What's the kotaret? Lisa isha b'ksuva b'kiddushin. Shaloti bral isha b'lo ksuva b'lo kiddushin. Namely, what the Rambam Lachara is telling us, and which is truly ambiguous of the Rambam. But within the language of the kotaret, he's telling us a person who's not a king. Person who's not a king, he only has one option. He only has an option to marry an Eishes Ish. And marrying an Eishes Ish is Lisa Isha B'Ksuva V'Kiddushin. Shiloti Bral Isha B'Lo Ksuva V'Kiddushin. A person can't have a Kilegesh, not like hotline Kilegesh or whatever that exists in the Krum world. In other words, there's no concept of a Kilegesh by a head yod. It's an Easter. It's an Easter Daraisa. Shiloti Bral Isha B'Lo Ksuva V'Lo Kiddushin. The Kilegesh is Safka for the Melech. For a head yod, that Kilegesh is a Kadesha. Yeah, that's the Rambam points out in Halacha Dalet. Vika kol ha'baralisha l'shem shnut. Right, that what we had before Matan Torah no longer exists post Matan Torah for a head yod. It only exists for the melech. The melech can have lokeach b'chol gvul Yisrael nashim upilagshim, as opposed to a head yod. Aval a head yod also b'pilagish. Right. The head yod also be legish. Namely, so the Rambam could have over here the Ramban's girsa and still fit very beautifully into the kotaret that we have these two forms of intimacy with a woman. You have the two forms that are both mutter for a king: tzuva and kiddushin, lo tzuva v'lo kiddushin. Those are both mutter for a king, but for a head yod we have the kotaret: lisa isha b'ksuva v'kiddushin, shiloti bo isha b'lo tzuva v'lo kiddushin. So the question is, we're stuck over here within the Rambam Shita. What does he really hold? Does he hold tzuva as midoraisa, as appears from the kotaret, as appears from the sefer amitzvot, as appears from the symmetry of the girsa that he has in the Hilchos Malachim? But that girsa is really problematic, according to the Rambam, why is tzuva mentioned at all? According to the Rambam, it's very beautiful girsa. You have two components of marriage, midoraisa, kiddushin and tzuva, and the pilegesh is missing both of those components. So within the Rambam, that girsa fits in very, very beautifully. Within the Rambam, it's much more problematic. The Kamishna raises that. If we hold tzuva's rabbanan, why bring in tzuva at all? What's the definition of pilegesh? It's lo ma'ala v'lo morid. So it's totally irrelevant. But if we say that tzuva's daraisa, then it's very, very relevant. So what do we do with the stira? Okay, so I'll review to you what Rav Lichtenstein's approach was, but with a hakdama. The hakdama is, again, and this is classic Rav Lichtenstein methodology, that things are not always either or. Right? That it's not a question of suva daraisa or suva drabanan. It's a claim that there's a room for in between shita, where you can have an aspect of suva that would be daraisa, and a different aspect of tzuva that would be drabanan. You can have a realm in which tzuva daraisa and a realm in which tzuva drabanan. Rav Lichtenstein over here, when he gave the first shiur, wanted to give those who attended their ofakim, their horizons, and he gave two examples of such an approach elsewhere in Shas. Let's start from the example which is a little easier. We have a machlokes hamarayim, whether vestaos mida araisa or whether vestaos mida rabana. Machlokes in the Gemara in Nida, machlokes in the Gemara in Shuas, whether the concept of veset, that a woman would have a set time that she would expect to have her cycle, the question is whether that set time has ramifications mida araisa, or when that set time only has ramifications, midrabanan. So classically, you have to pass in one or the other. Either you pass in vestaos daraisa, or you pass in vestaos drabanan, one or the other. And when you get to the tour of the Shulchan Aruch, you see that most Rishonim pass in vestaos midrabanan. What's going to pass in vestaos drabanan? The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia . That's where he deals with Hilchos Nida and Hilchos Yisurei Bia. So in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Yud Beis, Rambam Paskins as follows. Aser lo la'adam lavo al ishto samuch levesta. A woman's expecting on Yud Dalet, the Shvat, and that day she expects her veset. Aser lavo adam lavo ishto samuch levesta. What samuch means? So the Rambam says that it means a 12-hour period. The Ona, that she expects the Bezer, she expects it during Yudala Bishvat, during the night. So that evening of Yudala Bishvat, a husband shouldn't be bowling his wife. Shema tiredam b'shas kashmish. Because the likelihood is that she'll have a regularity. And while Prama v'yas nida, shenei emar, Rambam is a pasuk. V'yizartem espnei Yisrael mikum asa. Quotes the pasuk that there is a din of prisha sum up l'vesek. So it comes on the Magid Mishnah. And he says that since the Rambam paskins, Uveperek Tishii, Yisvaer Mahu Inyan Havestor, Visham Yitvaer Shehem Midivrehem. The Magid Mishnah is correct. That later on the Rambam says that Vestos are Midrabana. And therefore, Kevon Shekain, Patadu Shezeha Iser Eina Minatora. So you can't have an Iser Minatora dealing with a Veset if the whole Veset is Midrabana. Ela Midrabana. Iram brings a pasuk. Ukra asmachta bi'alma. V'chein kosav harashva. V'chein kosav haramban. V'churay. Everything is fine and good. That the Rambam paskins later on that the stoves are midrabana, and therefore, kanere, even though he quotes over here a pasuk, it's just an asmachta bi'alma. The problem is that the Rambam didn't only write Hilchos Yisurei Bia. The Rambam also wrote Hilchos Korbanos. And in Hilchos Korbanos, we have a section called Hilchos Shkagos. And in Hilchos Shkagos, this is, those of you who were here last year, we learned the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, in Parakei, that dealt with the world of being boiled a woman, and lo and behold, we find that she's a Nida. And the question is, do you have to make a Korban under such a circumstance? And what does the Rambam distinguish over there? Between whether you're Baal Ishtacha Bish'as Vesta or Shelo Bish'as Vesta. If your wife is expecting a Vesta on Yudal Bishvat, and this is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and you're Baal Ishtacha and Pidom she's a Nida, Baruch there's no Korba. Rambam defines that as the last year, but this was definition of Onus. My Onus Godol Mizo is something you couldn't anticipate. Something you can't anticipate, that's an Onus. We had that last year in Gemara Beitza. That's the concept of Onus. Masha'en King says the Rambam, if you were Baal Ishtacha Bishat Vesta, but you were trying, it's like trying to run a red light, right? The light's turning already, it's yellow, the light is yellow already. You'll make it through before it turns red, and it turns red, you get caught by a cop, you're high of a korban. So over here, if you try to be below your wife, Bishat Vesta, and it turns out that you missed the red light, in other words, or you hit the red light, or in other words, that she was a Nida during the Tashmish, you have to bring a korban. What do you mean? The korban is d'oraisa. The whole concept of vesed is midrabana. It's not my question, for Chaim has the question. Chaim in the Chibur, over here, Alatar, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Dalet Halacha Yudbeis, Chaim says, quotes the Magid Mishnah, that Kanere the Pasuk is d'rabana, because the Pasuk is d'rabana. We have the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Hey Halacha Vav, Ufarhikshu Vestos Rabbanan, and that's the Oraisa. So the bottom line is Achem Yira, Mavur Vida'as HaRambam, Visfirulei, the Had Aminan Vestos Rabbanan, Ein Perusha Shekol Yisod Hadin Shokhiyat Vesa to Rakhmi Divrehem, Umido Raisa Lochal Din Kiyat Vesa Kval. It's not all or nothing. It's not either if you hold Vestos Oraisa, then all the Din of Vestos apply Mido Raisa. And if you hold Vestos Rabbanan, there's no concept of Vestos at all on a deraisa plane. No. Someone over here got very, very excited with the Rukhain, underlined the differences of Rukhain, okay? Yeah. So, the underline that the etzem halot of Kiyut Veset, whom he didn't Torah. That Barah, the concept of having a Veset, that a woman has regularity, that's Midoraisa. And therefore, the Rambam quotes the pasuk, the Yizartem et Bnei Yisrael mitum asam, the din of Prisha Samach Veset is Midoraisa. But the question is, what other ramifications are there of the Veset? That you, know, you can have a concept of Veset Midoraisa, but maybe the ramifications we will not necessarily take on a Doraisa plane. So there's a, where is the Rambam pasuk that the star is through Rabbana? Rambam pasuk is, what happens if we have a woman who was expecting to see a Veset, let's say Yudal Bishvat, and Yudal Bishvat passed, And she forgot to check herself on Yudala Bishvat. And she doesn't have a flow. Can we assume that she missed it for whatever reason? Who knows why? Maybe she's pregnant. Maybe her hormones changed. A billion and one things could have happened. Or do we say, no, Oreach Bizman Oba. Kanereh there was a Veset, and she just missed it, but the Veset must have been there. So in that respect, we'll say that's Ta'oshu Rabbanah. In other words, the concept of Veset to be Doraisa, but not every Nafkamina will necessarily be on a Doraisa plane. So you can have that the Prisha Samach Veset will be Doraisa. However, Ha'adar Minan Vestaoshu Rabbanan Urakun Yam Tuma. The Zed of Hashina, the Ro'asa Vishas Vesta, Zelo Havi Rakun Rabbanan. Midoraisa, lo talim lo neymar she ro'asa. Avolina chenami im ro'asa, mikri zeh she ro'asa b'shas vesta gamit par Torah, esem chalosh ochi et vesta gamit par Torah, v'ha'akutza yidesos daraisa drabon, and rak chashinu l'riya b'shas vesta, midoraisa olo. Namely, you can have a concept midoraisa, but some of the ramifications can still be only as drabon playing. Sometimes daraisa, sometimes drabon. That's the rule of Rukaya. Yeah?
Why, man?
Not that we're saying that in terms of the world of Iser Beheter, the world of Iser Beheter is a husband allowed to live with his wife when she's affecting her Veset. The din is no, because Vestaos Daraisa. If we're dealing with a situation on the level of Tuma Vikara, the Veset passed, and she didn't see blood. Should we assume that Oreach Bizman Oba and there was blood and then she's Tumeya? Or can we assume that since she didn't see anything, there's no reason to be Choshesh? There you can say that Midoraisa, even if it tells Midoraisa, the bottom line is she didn't see. So why be Choshesh? Right? So then the Chashash can only be Drabana. That Chashash that relates to Tuma. The world of Isa Vehetar will be Midoraisa. The world of Tuma Vitaro will be Drabana. Yisrael Chaim was so convincing that in the back of the Reb Chaim's printed Eretz Yisrael that has the Hagos of the Chazon Ish points out, Nire the Lekha Manda Poligoza. This Sfarah is so glad, no one can disagree with this. I mean, Barur, this is obvious. The Imlokein, Min HaTorah, Kol HaNoshim Ein Lehen Veset. Now we have Gemara to speak about a woman, Sheyesh Lehen Veset. You know, and so to say that there's no din of that Vestos Rabbanan means there's no din of Vested at all. Well, you can we have Imar Sumas, that days in the days. Right? If we have Shas Vesta, then we'll do this. That's all Rabbanan. You know, it's all Rabbanan. You have a suffix, so let's say Sekid Rabbanan Lakula. He didn't say that. We assume that Vested was Midoraisa. So Barur, that the Reb Chaim shot in the Rambah is the proper shot. Once you can say that, that opens doors. So I'll go over to the second example. Yes?
For the Rambam during the Shabbos, there's an Isser of Chivul and Ishak also?
According to the Rambam, is there an Isser of Chivul and Ishak? Sure, of Rishi Tato, that Chivul and Ishak are Doraisa, are Hapaka Doraisa. So here you have a question, when you already have a Hapaka Doraisa, Fisha Samacha Veset, we apply the Hapaka Doraisa of Vade Jesus. Yes? The answer is not necessarily.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily. Because you know, it's when a woman is Vada and Nida. So then the Rambam holds that Pibuk and Ishuk, the Gia Shafiba is also Daraisa.
No, I thought according to the posting of all that Vesta is Daraisa, so then there's an issue of Pibuk and Ishuk also.
Right, but that's if you hold that Vesta and Daraisa means the whole everything. All Nachminas are Daraisa. And now what we're saying is Vesed Midaraisa means the concept of Vesed is Midaraisa. And therefore the din of Prisha HaSamach of Vesed is Midaraisa. We have to take every single halacha and see, is this a Daraisa or is this a Drabana? And so it could very well be that people can easily do that, turn into a Drabana. You know, would then be, on that level we'd say that's Talas Drabana. Even though we have the concept of Prisha is Daraisa. It's open question. It's open question. I think it was Rabbeinu Tam who was the one who had, you know, held the Stos Doraisa, and he was the one that said Chibuk and Yishuk. But he held that the Stos Doraisa means everything is Doraisa. Another example of this principle. We have a machlokes in the Gemara whether Shibuda Doraisa or Shibuda Drabana. What's the machlokes whether Shibuda Doraisa or Shibuda Drabana? Let's say I borrow money from Reuben. And I go to Reuben and ask for the money back. So if you hold Shibuda the Oraita, then I have a shibud on everything that Reuven owned at the time of the loan, even karka, and it's irrelevant if my loan was a milva d'shtar or was a milva d'alper, and therefore if he sold land to someone else, in the meantime, I have a lien on that land. I can go ahead, midoraisa, and take that land. Even if our loan, again, was only a milva d'alper. Shibud d'oraisa means every milva engenders a shibud, be it a milva d'alper. If we hold shibud alav d'oraisa, then it means that whether I had a milva d'alper or a milva d'chtav, even if I had a contract against him, then I have no shibud. I can't collect from the karaka that he sold to another party, even if I have a contract, even if I have a shtar. However, nowadays we paskin that a milva d'alper there is no shibud, and a milva d'chtav shtar there is a shibud. So either you can say really we paskin shibud d'oraisa, but we were making on a milva d'alper because in lazer kol, and so Chazal were makia the shibud because people wouldn't know to watch out. People, you know, if someone buys a piece of land, they'll have no knowledge that previously there was a debt. And so Chazal were makil and took the katan shibud d'oraisa and said it only applies to milva d'shtar, not to milva d'alper. Or maybe something other around. Maybe really shibud lav d'oraisa. But Chazal created a shibud on milva d'shtar shelotin ol delat ifnei lavin, not to leave people who have shtarot bankrupt, hanging. They can't get their money. Chazal instituted the shibud on. In a situation of a milva d'shtar. So we have a question: do we pass in shibud d'oraisa or do we pass in shibud d'rabbanan? Because halacha l'maisa, you can learn our situation that there is a shibud on a milva d'chtav and there is no shibud on a milva d'alper from either approach. You can say we start off with a shibud d'oraisa and we work down step, or we start with a shibud d'rabbanan and we work up. One or the other. So the Ksos understands that the machlokes shibud d'oraisa and shibud d'rabbanan is a extreme machlokes. It's either or. Either you have a concept of shibud midoraisa, or you have no concept of shibud midoraisa. The Ksos is siman lametet. I would tell you sifkat an aleph, but that would really be sort of not fair to you because there's only. Because it's huge. I mean, it's not like a Sifkat an Aleph. It's not something that you go into bedtime reading where you go to sleep to read Sifkat an Aleph. It's a huge section in the Ksos, the first section in Siman Lamed Tet, and smack in the middle, if you want to find the part that I'm reading, it's in the Dibur HaMasdin. In this, in the class teaching of the Ksos, there's a paragraph that gives you the word Ach. And in the paragraph that gives you the word Ach, in the middle, he says, Nir Lafini is Daiti, Yishu Bakusho Se'elu. Let's say that we made a deal, right? That you owe me $100, and if you don't pay me back, I have a lien on all your lands. We wrote that into the shtar. We have two edim that this was the fact. Midoraisa is meaningless. There's no concept of shibud midoraisa. Why should that be? Because I can't create a situation of a lien on a deraisa plane. A lien has no meaning. Either something belongs to me or it belongs to you. You can't have a lien. If it's mine, I can sell it. If you have a lien, it means I can't sell it. So who does it belong to? Whereas nowadays, we're used to the concept of shibud. You own land, there's a lien on it, you sell it, the lien follows along. But if we define a lien as ownership, the moment that the malva has a lien on the land of the lova, the lova can't sell it, because the malva is a part owner. And so, if you hold that shibud alav d'oraisa, it means even a shibud d'feirush can't be, because there's no concept of a shibud midoraisa. Either belongs to Reuven or belongs to Shimon. You can't have something that belongs to Reuven currently, but will belong to Shimon in the future because of a lien. So that concept doesn't exist in the Raisa. That concept, according to Mandam or Shibud Rav Daraisa, was created by the Rabbanan. Rabbanan were very, very creative, and they created this concept of Shibud Yesh Me'ayim. They created the concept of a partial ownership. That Shibud is like a partial ownership, but it doesn't exist in the Torah. Either or. En hakno alachat sa'im. That's an approach. Right? The Shibuda Midaraisa means that we have a concept of a lien Midaraisa. Shibuda Drabana means even if we write it into the contract of Feirush, it's meaningless Midaraisa. On the other hand, we have a Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. The Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel was quoted by other Rishonim. I'll just give you one of the examples. There's a Tosfos, I'm sorry, a Rashba in Kiddushin, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, who quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel Zal Kwasav, the Hocha Gabi Olas Isha Shemesa Kaiminan, that we have a concept called Milve Haksuva Batorah. We have certain debts that aren't engendered by people, but engendered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is not as though a Yisrael went to Kohen five Slaim and now the Yisrael has to, I mean, Yisrael borrowed from a Kohen five Slaim, now the Kohen has to pay back. It wasn't as though Yisrael borrowed five Slaim from a Kohen and now has to return his loan. No. There is a mule back to the Torah. The Torah says that anyone who has a Bechor owes a Kohen five Slaim. Anyone who says, Erki Alai, to the Beis HaMikdash, that I'm giving my value to the Beis HaMikdash, he now owes the Beis HaMikdash X amount of money. There was no loan. We have milva haksuva v'torah. You punch someone in the nose, you owe him nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, boches, that's a milva haksuva v'torah. So the Rav holds, in a milva haksuva v'torah, there's a shibud d'oraisa. Even according to the Manda Amar, shibud d'rabanan, even according to the Manda Amar, that shibud alav d'oraisa, on a milva haksuva v'torah, there's a shibud d'oraisa. So you realize, according to Ksos, that can't be. According to Ksos, there's no such thing as a shibud midoraisa, according to the man de Amar, that shibud alav doraisa. The content shibud doesn't exist on a doraisa plane. So what's the basis for Rabbeinu Chananel? So Rabbeinu Chananel is assuming everyone, whether you hold shibud doraisa, or whether you hold shibud alav doraisa, everyone holds as a concept of shibud doraisa. The only question is in terms of the realms, in terms of the ramifications. Ramifications are that in a milva haksuva b'torah, everyone will hold shibud d'oraisa. The question is, does it apply to a loan? Does it apply to a man-made debt? That's my focus. Manda mar shibud d'oraisa says, just like we have a concept of shibud d'oraisa by milva haksuva b'torah, so also we have a concept of shibud d'oraisa by milva haksuva b'torah. And the Mando Amar that the Shibud alav d'oraisa hopes no. On a milva haksuva b'torah, there is a din of Shibud. However, when man creates a debt, then on a d'oraisa plane, there's no din of Shibud. Then you can have a concept, mid'oraisa, but the ramifications can only be perhaps d'rabbanan. The realm, it can apply to realm X and not to realm B. Not to realm B. Realm X and not to realm Z. Okay? Realm X, not to realm Y. In other words, you can have a situation where the concept is midoraisa, but the ramifications for also to be drabana. Moving from these two examples over to the world of ksuva, so we could say over here that the Rambam could be l'shitato in the world of estos. He can pass like the ra in the world of shivudim. Namely, you can have your cake and eat it too. That on one hand, maybe really ksuva is midoraisa. And still, Ram can pass in the Ksuvah Sakonas Chachamim. Because it depends in terms of what realm. The concept of Ksuvah is Midoraisa. The concept of Ksuvah, according to Rambam, is Midoraisa. Whether you hold Ksuvah Doraisa or whether you hold Ksuvah Drabonah, the concept of Ksuvah is Midoraisa. That's Kemor HaVesuvah, that's a Pasuk. The concept of Ksuvah is Midoraisa. And it has ramifications midoraisa. What are ramifications of ksuva midoraisa? The world of Yisr v'Hevdeh. Exactly. That there's a mitzvah to marry a woman, the kedushin of the ksuva. And there's an Yisr to marry a woman, unless you're a king. There's an Yisr to marry a woman without ksuva the kedushin. On that level, everyone agrees that ksuva is midoraisa. Where is the machlokas where the ksuva doraisa or ksuva drabanan? That's the sugi over here on Daf Yudam Adalah. What about Maltz Kaputkiya? What about Edis? What about Ziburis? What about a case of Pesach Pasuach? Namely, the chov of Ksuva, the monetary ramifications of Ksuva, that may be Drabonim. In other words, you can have that the contents of Ksuva will be Doraisa, but the Shibudim of the Ksuva, who is considered to be the Muktok in the Ksuva, all of these questions could be Drabonim. And then there's no Stira. You can have the Koteret is dealing with the world of Isa Veheter, and the Mashen can move over to the world of Mamonos, where the Neman Lafsida Ksuvasa, Lo Neman Lafsida Ksuvasa, whether she's going from Ziburis, or she's going from Edis, whether she's going from Moshe Kaputki, or from Moshe Eretz Yisrael, there, that all could be Drabana. Okay, so then there will be no Stira within the Rambam. Rambam said in the Rambam, really the Ritva already says it in the Sugya. The Ritva in the Sugya offers this option that even if you hold Suva Nida Aretza, the falls out the Machlokos of the human the Gemara could be on your bottom, yeah? Exactly. But then the Chazi Lichi Da'araisa would be the concept of Ksuva Da'araisa. Masha'enkin, you could hold that really the Mamonos would be Kesef Medina as opposed to Kesef Ksuv. Come up with the opposite conclusion. That really the Hamishim Zuz would be monitored in a currency of Drabonon as opposed to a currency of Da'araisa. Flip of the rush. Yes.
So I'm confused how we would say that there was such a thing as the Ketuba Deraisa, the Kov itself.
If there's a mitzvah to marry a woman with a ksuva, there's an iser to marry a woman without a ksuva.
So what does that mean? What's a ksuva if it's not a kov?
No, but the question is it court enforceable? The ksuva is that you have to promise the woman you're going to give her X amount of money. But the question is this enforceable mida or raisa? Is this the amount of the money on what plane, etc., etc.? On the level of Iser Veheter, there you can have a concept of Ksuva. On the level of the enforcement, in terms of the Rishon LeZion used two words, Chova and Chov. Chova is an obligation, and Chov is a debt. So you can have an obligation midoraita, but the debt, in terms of nitty gritty, that will be Drabana. So were you to marry a woman without writing out a ksuva for her, you'd be over an Isur D'Oraisa. The same way that were you to marry a woman without kedushin, you'd be over an Isur D'Oraisa. Once you marry the woman,
once you write it, that's a star. Why would that be different from any other star?
The question is, because there was no loan. What's a star? A star means that there is a hole. Something has to create the hole. So what do you say? The marriage created the woman's womb claim. The marriage created the hole. But that's not, who says a marriage can create a chov?
The Torah.
The Torah creates the obligation. The question is in terms of enforceability. So it could very well be that the Torah viewed this as a moral obligation, and then Chazal turned it into a monetary obligation. Let's say, for example, if you hold Shibud Olav D'Oraisa, so let's say I borrowed money, and now someone comes to me and ask for my money, I tell them I don't have anything, etc. That means I just scot free, what's it, chapter 14, chapter 11. I take chapter 11, right? I say, I'm bankrupt, and I go on with my life, and this poor person, whom I owe the money, he's out. So we have a concept of mitzvah, pre-example of mitzvah, that there's a moral obligation on an individual to pay back his loans. That's a moral priyastah of mitzvah. In the world of Isur Veheter, there's a mitzvah. But between a mitzvah and putting a person in jail, that may be a distinction. But you can have a moral obligation in that. Here we come to what Adebayo mentioned in terms of the Mor Nevuchim. That the Mor Nevuchim deals with what lies behind the ksuva. That's Mor Nevuchim, that's nature, right? Tamei HaMitzvos. What is the reason for a ksuva? That the reason given by Chazal is what? Shilotei kala ve'inav ligarsha. A woman needs an insurance policy. A woman's giving up her independence, etc. But if you hold ksuva midoraisa, that's not enough of a reason to make ksuva doraisa, give a woman an insurance policy. What's the reason of ksuva midoraisa? What did you put in the Maharaj say? Do you recall?
He
the Maharaj Nebuchadnezzar quotes the Maisa Yehuda v'Tamar. The Esher Hilmon in Maisa Yehuda Midah Chashuva v'Yosher Mishpat. The Zema Amaro Tikachla. That, in other words, that this woman Tamar, she should keep that which I sent her. Pen Yihya Levoz Hine Shalachia Gedi Hazeh Ubiir Zeh. Shebi'ilat Kadesha Kodem Matan Torah Hayesa. Kibi'ilat Adam Yishto Achar Matan Torah. Ritzono Lomar Haya Maaseh. Haya Maaseh Mutar Lo Haya Adam Marfiko Tokval. It's a whole different culture. You can't understand Yehuda the Tamar without understanding the culture of pre-Matan Torah. The culture of pre-Matan Torah was that you had these situations of temporary marriages. You can have a marriage, a one-night stand. That would be a concept of a marriage. And within that concept of a marriage, netinat sachar ha-mutne alav l'kadesha az, k'netinat ktubat isha la'ata ve'et agerushim. That the paying, the kadesha, was parallel to the ktubah. What does paying the kadesha have to do with the ktubah? So he says, the ktubah isha kedin kol sachar sachir. In hefresh ben kovesh sachar, ben sheyichbo shkukei ishto. That the woman is giving you an opportunity to enjoy her intimacy, to enjoy being with her, that you pay for. There's no such thing as, you know, that you get something without paying for it, and that's a concept of ketubah, that you pay the woman for the ability or for the right to live with her, in an intimate manner. And that concept would be a d'oraisa kanyin, a moral obligation. Not to take advantage of someone, not to try and steal a hanoah. That would be like rape to steal a hanoah. And even if you were to seduce her, so you're taking advantage of her. And paying her means that you appreciated the right that she is giving you and that you were paying for it. That would be a concept of not a chov, but a chova, right? And there's a moral obligation on the individual. So that's what the Rambam speaks about, that you can have Nisa Isha, this is post-Matan Torah. Post-Matan Torah is no longer the option of a Kadesha, of a Yichud. But the Ksuva preceded Matan Torah. What we move over is, instead of linking Yichud and Ksuva, nowadays we have Kedusha and Ksuva. But the Ksuva was necessary any time that there was a situation where a woman allowed a man to live with her. So the Ksuva is a chova, it's a moral obligation on the individual. And then now, so marriage, post-Matan Torah, is Kedushin v'Ksuva, and it would be an Iser to marry a woman without Kedushin and without Ketuba. Without Kedushin, that would be the post-Matan Torah Iser, and without Ksuva, that would even be a pre-Matan Torah Iser. And it even predates the Kedushin. But that's all on a level of a moral obligation, pre-et v'alchol mitzvah. To create the world of Shibudim and Chol, that Rabbanan did, Shavotei Kala Be'enav Lo'tzia, right? That if a woman were to feel that this obligation would simply be something that would be moral, that everyone is moral, and why should she get married to someone assuming he's going to remain moral, to keep his word? So Rabbanan were metaching it, they put it into a contractual framework with then Rabbanan ramifications. That would be the sheet of the Rambam. Again, we're taking Reb Chaim in the world of Vestas, and we're taking the Rabbeinu Hananel in the world of Shibudim and applying it to the world of Tzuva. So it's not off the wall, and Lehefach, you know, it's within the Rambam, and the answer is all of the various options. Good side. Okay. Thank you, sir.
I have a great question, and I still understand. So, what was it?
It was a promise of the man to pay the woman a certain amount,
agreed upon
between the two of them.
So why would the amount?
Because it was something that was accepted. In other words, this was something that was given in the ancient world. In other words, that the moral ancient world, in other words, from Yehuda and Tamar, from the time of Avraham Avinu, that these were the concepts of Moar HaBesulot that were already known. There was a certain amount that was Mekubal.
So there was not enough, but that amount was not enough to offset the
problem of Kaharena? That enough, it was not enough because even though the Chovah was there, the Chov wasn't there. Right, so the husband can run away, and there wouldn't be a shiva on his nechatzim. Right, so if a husband wanted to divorce his wife, he would just run away, he would disappear. And that would leave her stranded. And when she doesn't have shibudim. Right? So Chazal had to create a framework, according to Mandor Maksuva Drabana. According to Mandor Maksuva Doraisa, this all existed in Doraisa. According to Mandor Maksuva Drabana, on the Doraisa plane, you had the level of Isur Vahetzer. So the husband, if we catch him, we'd be Chayat Malkos. He'd be Chayat Malkos. But if we don't catch him, I mean, what could we do to his wife? It'll be Chayat Malkos. She, you know, where it's that she's still there. So then they created the world of Shibudim that she'll get this amount, etc., etc. Yeah?
So, in terms of the fact that I'm not clear about the analogy. Really, if you have a specific item here, and the specific item, you don't mean anything. It's not like there's an intention for a
resource. The analogy is that there is there's an obligation of someone to pay for a woman's giving him the right to her body. You pay for that. That's a moral obligation. It's a moral obligation. That's a connection. You're marrying a woman for her lifetime or for, you know, until divorce. So when the marriage concludes, either with death or with divorce, then you'll pay the money. That's already a technical detail as to whether the money is paid up front or the money is paid afterwards. But you know that the concept of over here of the Sar Sakir, that is the common denominator. Yes.
Why is the Kaiman and the case investors not the same for trading the seal? Because that's like we have a derisive game, we have a chashash of Silabana, and you find that all over the place. We're not talking about, and here it's talking about the derisive world and the Silabana world.
What I tried to do is point out that we have machlokas in the Gemara, shibuda daraisa, shibuda drabana, vestalos daraisa, vestalos drabana. The classic way of understanding is if you hold vestalos drabana, it means there's no such thing as vestalos daraisa. If you hold shibuda lav daraisa, as the Ksav says, there's no concept of shibuda daraisa, even if you'd want to make one defer, which doesn't exist on a daraisa plane. And so we can understand ksuba drabana means that there's no concept of ksuba midaraisa. If it's true, that's the thought of the Ramban. How can you take him over Habasulel? There's no concept of ksuba midaraisa. How can you have when they have pilachim, the kedusha of ksuba, there's no ksuba midaraisa? What Rukhain pointed out was that you can hold drabanan in the Gemara, the stelos drabanan, shibuda drabanan, ksuba drabanan, and still have a concept of a ksuba daraisa. Still the concept of Beta Daraisa. Still the concept of a Shiva Daraisa. It's not a contradiction in terms. You're correct, the application is different. The application is different. Every situation has its own application. But all we're pointing out is that when you have a Machlokas Amoraim, Machlokas Tanoim, whether something is Daraisa or something is Drabanan, it doesn't necessarily mean that if you hold it Drabanan, it doesn't exist in Daraisa. It can exist, but it can exist in a limited manner. And my focus is, what about the furtherance? Does the furtherance of that limited manner go daraisa or drabana? Just to complete the topic, what about suvas almana? What does the Gemara say about suvas almana? Everyone agrees that's drabana, right? Even the mandamara that suva daraisa agrees that suvas almana is midrabana. Correct? Gemara. If you look with me together to Tosfos later on, and Nunvava Medes. There's a statement in the Mishnah, the beginning of the fifth parak. That only applies to Ksuvas Besula. But Ksuvas Almana is Drabana. Nizafa got the Ksuvas Almana mi Drabana. Mikom Akam, Iker Ksuva, namely the Ksuva of a Besula, is Nida Araisa.
Ukainza da da da. Now Tosfos was bothered that the Gemara appears to be talking out of two sides of its mouth. On one hand, the Gemara on the Yudan Baral says everyone agrees that Ksuvas Almana is Midra Rabbana. On the other hand, here you have Rav Meir talking about Ksuvas Almana and using the phrase Ksuvas Daraisa. So it says it doesn't mean it exactly. It means that Ksuvas Besula is Midaraisa, and therefore Rav Meir was Machmir even to Ksuvas Almana. But according to the Rambam, it's Kafter Leferach. According to the Rambam, even if you hold, everyone holds Ksuvas Almana Midra Rabbana, but that's in terms of the, what? Of the obligation, but you could still have the concept of Ksuva Midoraisa. And we could speak about Ksuva Midoraisa and still Ksuvas Amana Midrabana, and there's no stira between those two. You don't have to say, oh, only Ksuvas Basula is Doraisa, not Ksuvas Drabana. No, it's that the Rambam also would fit in. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, why should an Amana have any less Sahar Sahir than a Basula? In other words, on the Doraisa plane, according to the Rambam and Vulcan, there should be no difference between Ksuvas Amana and Ksuvas. And Ksuvas Besula. It's only a question in terms of ramifications over there that there may be a difference between them. This may have ramifications, Midaraisa, may only have ramifications, Midrabana. Okay, we'll stop over here. What I didn't discuss, and which is something to think about, is Bechlal, whenever you have an Iser Doraisa, which is made up of two components. Here, to marry a woman without Ksuva v'kiddushin, you're over an Iser Doraisa. So what happens if you marry a woman with kiddushin without Ksuva? You go, say, I read the Kodesh in front of two Eidim, but without a Ksuva. Do you get Malkos? Is that woman a Kadesha? She is Zona? In other words, if you marry her without either, without kiddushin or Ksuva, so then you get Malkos, a Kadesha. What if you have one component and not another? So just the language of the Rambam is unclear. In the Sefer HaMitzvot, it appears that if either of them are missing, it's a thing that there would be Malkos, like a semen, it's like a pair. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus says that if you marry a woman without Kedushin, then you get Malkos. Doesn't mention anything over there about Ksuva. It's not a steer to anything that we said. Just that, you know, B'chla, when you have an Iser D'Oraisa, it has two components, you have to be missing both components, one component, etc. You can have one component which is more relevant to the world of Malkos, and the other component would still be in the world of Isa, would not necessarily bring a person to Malkos. You can have Isurim D'Oraisa without Malkos. So if you were to marry a woman with Kedushin without Suva, Pashas would be over in Isa D'Oraisa. But on the level of Malkos, only get Malkos if you're missing the Kedushin. Okay, that's just Pratt, but it wasn't disappointing. Okay, in terms of moving further, we have over here a Gemara, of almost a book, Amud and a half of Gemara that has very little in the Rishonim. So, look, you know, if you find something, we'll learn it. The Rush has more of an Arichus than the other Rishonim. That takes us up to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So I certainly would like to get to that Mishnah next time, but I'd like you also, if you have more time, because unless you find something really to sink your teeth into in these ukimtot that are coming about, I'd like you to begin to work on the sugya of Ger Katan. I'm feeling there Ger Katan. It's a very, very fascinating sugya, sort of links both Mitzia and Ksuvas, Yeridea, the world of Yisra Beheter and the world of Mamanos. That over here we're going to use the concept of Zochin La'adam Shalom B'fana. What does that concept of Zochin mean? When can we use it? When can't we use it? Is it connected with Shlichus and Shlichus L'katan? And so you have, I mean, everything on the Sugya. You have Tosfos over here. You have a parallel Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Chesam Beis. It's quoted by Tosfos. Don't be lazy, look at the parallel Tosfos. You have a Ritva, you have a Rashva, Tosfos Rid is important also, and the Rambams I'll give you. I mean, there's a whole slew of Rambams, both in Hilchos Yisui Biya, where the Dinim of Geirus are brought, Hilchos Malachim, also there's a Rambam there, Rambam Hilchos Nefek Memkar, that's for the Kansas Zachim. Okay, so we'll spend a little more time on that. So, if you find that you got up to the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph and it's only Tuesday, so then Wednesday, right? If you can continue into the world of Matbilin, because That's really a juicy sugi. I know that's somewhat of a hetzer hadas from the world of point of nitan, but we're only going to get to that when we get to the days on the days in any case, the days of Aleph. So actually, I don't like to skip three blood of Gemara. So we'll go straight, and when we get to the few days of Aleph, we'll try and bring ourselves back into the world of Chazakos and the nitan and shesh maisis stuff. It's a little while, we'll move over shesh maisis stuff. Okay. A very short word of the parasha. There's a prophet towards the end, towards Shvi, where Yosef turns to his brothers and says, "Atachas Elohim Anochi, Atem Chashavtem Alai L'Ra'a, Elohim Chashav L'Tova." Uh-huh. That you wanted to sell me, you wanted to indirectly kill me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything work out happily ever after. So there's an Or HaChaim HaKadosh over there. It's not the typical Or HaChaim HaKadosh. It's talking about a one-liner where he says that from here we learn a rule. She'im Ratza or Misa Lahashkot Mishahu Kos Shel Sam Hamadav tried to poison someone and the cups got mixed up and he drank Coca-Cola, then Ein Alav Chayv. Because you see that the Achim tried to destroy Yosef and they missed, and so Ein Alav Chayv. It's telling him, Elkim Chashav Ela Tova, and you're finding good. The problem is that we have a Gemara in Nazir on Daf Kaf Gimel which goes against that 100%. Martin Nazir says that first he goes into a restaurant and orders basar chazir, and he's served basar taleh, then he's chayav a kapara. The Gemara brings it in terms of a woman thought she was a nizira, but actually her husband was made fair of her nizira without her knowledge. And she went ahead and drank wine, she needs kapara. So the question is, what's going on? In both cases, you have someone who tried to do an avera, and a person tries to shoot someone, and the gun jams. We say, he's off, he's innocent. And on the other hand, if someone goes ahead and tries to eat basar chazir, or to drink wine as a nazir, and he misses, he actually drinks water, or colored water, or he eats basar tleh, he's chayav kapara. So there are a lot of answers to the question, but there's a sefer called Chay Chemda, which gives an answer. There's a difference between Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Adam Lachavero. In terms of Ben Adam Lamakom, there, if you want to do an avera and you miss, you're chayav a kapara. Turns Ben Adam Lachavero, if you want to do an avera and you miss, then you're off the hook. What's the basis of that difference? I think I mentioned to you once that many years ago I had a chavrusa with Nachama Leibowitz that was very, very special, and she told me something that I haven't seen written anywhere, but it stuck in my mind. She said, look at the Aseres HaDibros, so we know there are five and five. Five Ben Adam HaMakom, five Ben Adam HaChavero. And we know that there are parallelisms, the first Yibur on the first Luach, versus the second Luach, Anochi Hashem Alkecha, Lo Tirtzach, Selem Elokim, second one, Lo Yelecha, Lo Tinach, the Gita, before you can go down and find all the parallelisms. But there's one area where there's a big difference. And that is that if you look at the first Luach, you begin with Yisurim Balev, or Mitzvah Balev, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yelecha. You move over to Dibur, Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. And you move over into the world of Maisa, Shabbos and Kippur Avraham. Leiv, the Dibur to Maaseh, Machshava Dibur Maaseh. Look at the second Luach, just the opposite. Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinach, Lo Tignov, Maaseh. Lotana Griyaka Eid. Shaker, that's Dibur, Lotachmod is Machshava. So you see here that there's a difference between Ben Adam HaMakom and Ben Adam HaChavero. Ben Adam HaMakom, the Iker is Rahman Ali Baboy. Rahman Ali Baboy, our hearts. That's what Gosh Baruch Hu wants, Rahman Ali Baboy. If you can also express yourself in terms of Dibur, towards the Gosh Baruch Hu, wonderful. If it even works in the world of Maitse, Mahadrin Mena Mahadrin. But the bottom line is where your heart is. If you want to do an aveira, even if you didn't succeed through the maisa, the bottom line is that that's Begida Bakarish Baruch Hu. Ma'ashenken, in the world of an animal chaveiro, the ikar is a ma'asim. The ikar is how you behave to someone else. If you can also speak nicely to someone else, that's great. If you speak nicely to the other person, that's even better. But the ikar is the bottom line. If a woman standing with, have to cross the street with heavy valise, and she asks you to help her, and you speak to her nicely, you apologize a million times, you're running to a place, you can't help her. The bottom line is that she's still standing there. If you curse her out, you carry her across the street. So the bottom line is she's across the street, right? And that's what she wanted to get. So you have to think of what, so there's a difference between the Adam Lamakom and Adam Lachadero. And that's the difference over here between the Arachayim and the Gemara and Nazir. Okay? Now, it doesn't mean that therefore you should go cursing people out and do nice and tell them. What it means is you realize that if someone asks you to do a favor, you can be as nice as possible in terms of Dibur, but if you don't do the favor, you haven't done anything. Hashem came back, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows your thoughts. No, it's there you can, there already, there's a realm where, both in terms of mitzvahs and averos, of Rachmana Livavoy. Okay.
That worked by yes. I think the same thing also by being Avera Mishmah. By Hana and Pelina, so she had a good intention, but they all fit with you because good intentions can't come to the camp.